way, still gaining! Even a Covenite sister has no right to be so fast!
It is Death Knight. Do you not recognize it?
The one night in the celestial year when the dark moon waxes full, when the streets of the darkling quarters run red and the cauldrons of blood run full.
Majesty God King, tolerate it!
Is this desire for the Oracle of Cain so great?
Supine of the mortal realms cling to in their millions. He is unkind and unfaithful, doting on young flesh and beating hearts.
You are young, Meredith. So wonderfully, deliciously young.
I serve Sigmar's order because I must, but I still live at the pleasure of Cain for his glory. And the glory of Marathi!
Then why do you run?
Why do you not rejoice that when your throat is opened, it will be for her?
Who said I was running?
Doomseeker, above you!
Damn it, Elfling! You almost stuck that knife of yours right in my neck!
She is not at fault, Godrek. It is this place. It's us, Malineth. We have been searching for you.
One of us has.
Whatever you're seeing here, it is nothing but an illusion.
Don't bother trying to explain it, Stormcast. It is as you said it would be. An elf wouldn't know truth for lie if you stuck a bloody beard on it.
Beware, Godrek, on the rooftops.
More miserable horrors. Kill yours already, Stormcast, and let's be out of this bloody fantasy.
It is I, Darkling, Jordaeus.
Yes, I think I remember you.
We stepped through the portal from the Silver Tower. The magic of Tzeentch must have separated us. It is playing tricks with your mind, taunting you with your deepest fears.
Aye, you almost stabbed me in the back of the neck!
Godrek? Oh, forgive me. Your likeness becomes clear to me now. In your place, I saw a hideous cyclopean demon of fire and foul temper!
You've a fearful imagination there, Elfling.
Ignore it. Have faith in Sigmar.
Oh, I will try.
Come on then, the both of you. We've a realm gate to find, and the vastness of the crystal labyrinth in which to search.
Don't forget your knife, Darkling.
Don't worry. I won't.
Wake up, Waldermaster! Rouse yourself, lazy meat! My patience is too short, and my time too precious a commodity! Deathmaster!
That is my knife at your throat, Bulgrak!
Yes, yes.
Better!
What's that for?
For good measure. You may release the Molder Master now, Death Squeal.
Why should I continue as you squeak say? Kill him now, and then you perhaps. Take my chances. This goes far beyond the payment given to me and my clan.
Calm your spleenishing clan. I'm going to take care of it.
As you took care of the Gaunt Summoner.
What was that?
Nothing, Grey Lord. I will release Bulgrak now. As you squeak said.
You have a tiny mind, Death Squeal, filled with tiny wheels. I cannot comprehend the brilliance of what a mind like mine must conceive. Of course, I did not flex the true magnitude of my terrible power to destroy the gaunt summoner out of hand. It was he, after all, that brought us to this place, precisely where I wish to be. Do you think that I, Doyen of the Master Clan, favored pursuivant of the great horned rat and mightiest of all Skaven sorcerers, was not fully aware of the fact that the summoner would be able to halt the spell I threw at him and shape it into his own feeble working?
That does make sense.
That is because Thankwell lowers himself to the task of explaining it to you, weasel brain. You tire me with your flea-like pestering.
Better, better, better. What of the beard thing?
Orange fang. You worry too much, Death Squeal. Like blind scared meat. The beard thing lacks the intellect needed to navigate a maze as fiendish in its complexity as this one. He would be dead already if the Skaia clan had simply killed him when he was squeak told to.
I think he ran out of bullets. I warned him.
Lucky. Orange Fair has always been lucky. Aided always by the jealousy, cupidity, and uselessness of those beneath me. Well, not this time. We are in the Chaos Place. Even my unworthy enemies in Blight City cannot hope to undermine me here.
This is the Chaos Place. I remember Chase running after Elfing through the Chaos Gate, and then I run in a giant wheel, Packmasters, with warp prods.
An illusion of your puny mind. Much as I spared Death Squeal from before you.
You sound different, Balgrak. Back to yourself. Influence of the Silver Tower recedes from you, I think.
Looks like jungle, but sniff smell like lies and magic.
Do not starve your muscles of strength by burdening your mouse brain with unnecessary thoughts, Molder Master. This is the Chaos Realm. The jungle is one I recall, though dimly. And if I have chosen to forget it, then it is because it does not matter. Many other schemes I gnaw on. Many have been the ages on which I have blunted my claws.
If it squeaks like a rat, runs like a rat, and twitches like a rat, then it will bite like a rat.
You are used to dealing with rodents of lesser potence than Grey Lord Thankwell. Have faith that I will see us through this maze to our ultimate prize.
The world that was Gade. I remember. How will we find smell through this jungle? It is an illusion to keep us from finding it, Duvishar.
Perceptive, Big Meat. Yes, yes. But the fix of a moment for a sorcerer with my vast knowledge of the Chaos Realms. A little snuff, a little power. Just a little, yes, yes. Tiny bit only. And...
A giant rat!
A realm for a rat!
Yes, yes. You are cleverer than your oafish mean implies, Balgrak. With the ether scent I gave, it will hurry scurry to the world at Wasgate and leave behind a scent trail that none but Skaven noses can follow. Yes, yes. The Chaos Place holds no terrors for one of my superior cunning.
A Grey Lord!
It should not still be growing. Which of you is doing this?
It is the Chaos Place. There is too much magic here. Your spell ran out of control.
What do you know of it?
I am a master mutator of the Murder Clan, Fulfoy.
I am Fulfoy. What are you waiting for, skulking coward meat? I have risked my hide, distracting it. Now kill.
It is dead!
Your skills at magicking away and hiding, at least, are most superior.
Obviously, my powers are too great to use to their fullest, most devastating effect while in this realm. I aided you by holding back.
Yes.
What now then, most cunning one?
Fear not. While you two were panicking, I was paying close heed to where the realm rat was meaning to hurry-scurry before the change took hold. This way.
Stop. This way.
Are you as confident of leading us through this maze as you were when we were in Azerheim?
It was never Azerheim, Elfling.
I know that, Gotrek. Though I can still feel my eyes willing themselves to be deceived. But I have to call it something, or I will go mad.
I see the true path, but it is becoming more difficult. It is as though the lies become more tangible the deeper into this realm we go. But the world at Wasgate is before us. This much I know. This way.
What is this place? It is nothing from my memory.
Nor mine.
These are the great entrance halls of Karaz Akarak, what men called the Everpeak, jewel of the Karaz Angkor. Or at least they are supposed to be. This is naught but the upper deep, where humans and halflings and hill dwarves would come seeking entry to the Everpeak, hoping to trade their meager goods for the gold of the wealthiest kingdom in the world that was. Below this lay the King's Hall and the guild halls of the lower deepings. But those were sights to bewitch the most embittered eye and stir even the soul that thought itself numbed to the lure of gold.
Was it truly so vast? Even with the eyes of an Angelos, I cannot see an end to this labyrinth.
I could lie and say yes, but in truth, the grandeur of my world pales in comparison to those of yours. The wealthiest kingdom in the world that was? The most dazzling wonder I can recall would be commonplace to this world. An Amahal Gaira alone could swallow the High Karak 10 times over. The strength of arms of that indomitable city would have been enough to furnish only the smallest of skirmishers in your Realmgate wars. No, it is the warping power of chaos that makes it appear endless, to sap the spirit, to bedevil hope, to gnaw at courage, and expose the red meat of fear, to whet the appetites of the demons that lurk in our shadows. It seems that we must walk forever, that we have no destination. And while the former is true, the latter is naught but another falsehood.
So, this has been drawn from your mind.
A fair assumption, unless one of you two paid a visit to the everlasting realm before the end of days.
Why are its inhabitants so...
faded?
Perhaps because the memories from which they spring are so.
My armor is thrice blessed by the divine smiths of Sigmaron Demon, an anathema to your kind.
Oathbreaker. Oathbreaker.
Why do they denounce me?
It's not you, Stormcast.
Every figure here is a demon, wreathed in the garb of a Duardin of old. I see through them. They are like children, hiding under blankets and sniggering at the cleverness of their hiding places.
Aye.
Why do they not just attack us now?
Because they fear me, and they fear you, and rightly so. Besides, demons are immortal and quick to boredom. They have seen death a thousandfold in all its different ways. It brings them little pleasure now, and more amusing for them to toy with us, to needle us with our own darkest terrors. Such things are the blocks and mortar of these walls. It is the air you breathe while in this realm, and what these creatures bleed when you cut them. And yet their god and master always hungers for more.
It is strange to hear you speak so knowledgeably. Wait.
What's the matter, Stormcast? With every branch of the maze, it seems to take you longer to decide.
It is becoming more difficult. I don't know why. I blink and my certainty fades. And every time it does, it takes longer to return.
Then don't bloody blink! Not until you've gleamed my path to the world that was Gate.
I fear we venture ever deeper into a place where the light that guides me cannot follow.
No wandering off, Elfling!
Don't mind me, Gotrek. I thought I saw another way, down this other passage.
Do not be lured by their deceptions.
Deceptions? Of course.
This maze may be infinite, but there is only one true way to its end.
Spoken like a true champion of Sigmar.
I can find the way. Perhaps it is true that Sigmar himself cannot enter this maze, but he is still here, in me. This way.
You're sure? Because I spent a good stretch of eternity in the realm of chaos, and I'm of no mind to do so again.
Quickly, before I lose it again.
Does anyone else hear that? The demons are closing in again. Jordaeus?
He's concentrating, Elfling.
Don't distract him now.
He is leading us right into a nest of Tsintian horrors.
God!
Jordaeus!
I see it. The way through. The gaze of a prosecutor pierces all illusion and any distance. I see it. A bridge spanning a great chasm, and beyond it, the Realm Gate.
No further, Oathbreaker. These are our halls now.
Yeah, you're no dwarf! You're not even the honest shade of one!
You've already failed one world to its doom. Why not stay, fail another?
Gotrek, more are coming. They march straight out of the walls.
Kazuhag, Kazanid.
Deal with them yourself, Stormcast. I'm busy here.
Say!
I could, Doomseeker, but I dare not take my eyes from the path for fear that I will lose it. If I blink, I will lose it. Even now, it wavers. The light in me grows dim. Even my eyes cannot see everything at once. We have to go, Doomseeker. Now!
Very well! Though it galls me to leave these capering shades unslain, be ready to run as fast as your thin little legs can carry you! Elfling! Where are you going, Elfling?
You have your path to follow, Gotrek Gurdison. It is not the one that the Bloody Hounded has laid for me.
I knew it! This place has driven her mad. Wait here, Stormcast. I'll go get her!
No! There is no time!
You think me pitiless, Stormcast? I assure you, it is not so.
It pains me as well to forsake one of Sigmar's own to an eternity of wandering and torment, but that is what awaits us if we do not make for the bridge while my vision of it still holds! Doomseeker, now!
They
made you here, here?
Ignore them, Deathsqueal. Show the Chaos Things instead the selflessness and courage for which all Skaven are rightly famed.
We're nearly there yet.
I am a most munificent master, as all who labor contentedly under my charge are aware. But do not think I will tolerate this insolence forever, Bolgrak. Do not listen to the chittering of Chaos Things that would deceive you into thinking I have somehow led you astray.
Somehow?
You think you could sniff, find your way through the impenetrable labyrinth of Sage? Well, could you, Ashton Clan? Or these Chaos Things that chitter squeak in your ear?
Lost!
Die, die, Chaos Thing!
But you do not want one out. You want the world that was gate.
What does any rat want with a scurrying hole to nowhere anyway? What good does a gate to a dead realm do us?
Oh, you cannot bleed an entire man thing into a thimble. Explaining my plans to you would be just as wasteful and pointless. What are you doing, Bolgrak?
What I wish what I had done when you first scurried to my clan barrow!
If your intent is to grovel, then that is quite close enough! Deathsqueal! Kill this perfidious traitor meat! He has most clearly fallen under the influence of Chaos Things! Deathsqueal! Deathsqueal! Death Squeal!
Flee!
Do not run, flee, fool! Only I can save your measly hide from this place!
I will kill Smash with this tree, Grey Lord! And I will
Oh, you destroy my patience, Motor Master! You hurry, scurry straight to your doom, fool! See what I make think of your little stick? I'm a great sorcerer. Ancient and powerful and devious and most wise. Subordinate only and just barely to the gods of the arcane. I don't even need the warp stone. I can stop whenever I want. You are the tick on this god's fair. Fool meat. Look, see how I flick you. I do not need you anyway, or Deathsqueal. Clearly, I have spent too long in the company of inferior minds. I am Grey Lord Thankful. I shall find the world that was gate myself, and I shall keep it for myself.
What is that smell?
Oh, ho, ho, ho! You must think me whelped just yesterday if you think I will fall for the do you scent smell the behind you trick.
Your nose is dead from too much snuff. Starlight and scaly meat.
Bullcrack! You are not Chaos Meat!
Still alive.
You know what I fail to recall ever seeing in the great halls of my ancestors?
A vast chasm drenched in infernal flame.
Aye. I'm a little surprised You guessed it, Stormcast. Are such horrors not commonplace in the mortal realms?
Where chaos is yet to relinquish its grip, yes. But I would never call such perversions of nature commonplace.
Well, that bridge is certainly not dwarf-made either.
It does not look like anything built at all. It looks as though it is all that remains of a land bridge that has since fallen into the abyss.
The gate is just beyond this bridge. I can feel its pull on me, stronger now than ever. It is a feeling I have known only when walking to meet certain doom. When I stood before the Bloodthirster and his hordes in the vaults of Karagdum. Or when I went to do battle with the dragon Skalander in the mountains of the Slayer Keep. Or the time I first stepped through that damnable gate. Why do you slow, Stormcast? Do not tell me you tire already, or does your courage waver at the last?
No, and never. It is not that. But there is a voice inside that insists I go no further.
Ignore it!
My faith in you has cost my brothers and I dearly. I do not believe that Sigma would praise me for turning away now.
Follow me, then!
My faith in that bridge is not so great. My wings have borne you once before. Let them do so again.
Well?
It is my wings. I cannot make them alight.
You told me once that the power comes from Azir.
The light of the God King.
And that would be why you're in the realm of chaos. I suspect the proverbial furnace has been without a fresh shovelful of coal since we passed through the summoner's portal. You've used it all guiding us through the maze. You're running on embers.
Impossible. The light of the
smallest thing casts a shadow, Stormcast. That's not to belittle the sun or make it shine any less bright. We're deep in the shadow here. That's all there is to it.
I cannot even summon a Stormcore javelin.
A real blade of properly forged fire steel doesn't seem too shoddy now, does it, Stormcast?
I wish I could say I find this as amusing as you.
Come now, Stormcast. This must be the first chance you've had since dying to see how strong a warrior you really are, shorn of your god, relying on your own wits and valor.
While my faith remains, you will find my courage unbroken.
Good! Because it looks as though we're walking after all.
A barrier of starfire. What has the power to purify the flames of Sinch from within the Changer's own realm?
I do.
Lord Temixuki, I thought you slain by the Darkling Shadowblade.
I am the dream of the memory of a time long past. I can no more be killed than a thought.
Bar me from crossing this bridge as you did the Realm Serpent, and I'll give it a good try. You'll find me more thorough than the elf was.
An army of Seraphon. They blocked the way back.
Lucky for us, we're not going back then, isn't it?
In eons past, the Slan foresaw the end of the world that was. They saw the birth of the Realm Sphere. The coming of Sigma and the Golden Age that would follow. They foresaw also the fall of the God King's pantheon and the resurgence of the great enemy. And they saw his return, stronger and wiser, his spirit tempered by failure. But the path to the future is a delicate one, easily lost, easily broken. Like this bridge, it must be trodden with care, lest it crumble. Many thousands of years ago, Zektoka perceived the possibility of the world that was gate and the peril that its use might pose to the Star Master's plan. With their combined strength, the Slan sought to wrest the Realm Gate from Sinch, but it was not enough. Foreseeing defeat, however, they left this outpost of Azir here, hidden against the time that the old bloods would return for the gate. That was why Star Master Zektoka devised the Everlasting Oath and bound the Oathforged to its keeping. He had already seen that the Grey Lord and the Doomseeker would one day converge on the site that would become the Mortis Rock in search of the Realm Gate. But he did not anticipate the Silver Tower of Zergaria. Nor could even he have imagined that a Knight of Sigma would abandon his oath. Such is the guile of Tzeentch, even to a being as versed in fate as Star Master Zektoka.
I did what I did because Sigma willed it.
I am sure you believe.
He would not have left me with the memories I still possess if it was not so. He would not have returned me to the Doomseeker's side, not when there are 7 vast realms still to be freed from the rule of chaos.
Sigmar is noble, and he is wise, but he is a child in the ways of fate.
You are wrong.
It takes great concentration to project Zektoka's power this deep into Tzeentch's domain. The stars themselves have been aligned into constellation to enact it. Go back, or this time I will destroy you.
There is no way back.
As the light of Azir has guided you in, let it guide you out.
Gotrek, if what he claims is true, do you...
Shut that! You scrawny bloody lizard! My eye!
Sauras, attack!
Gotrek, beware the edge!
Forsake him, Jordaeus. Hold to the everlasting oath that you swore to Ancyrus Oathforged, to Star Master Zektoka, and to the God King Sigma. In stubbornness does the Doomseeker make his choice. Leave him to its consequences. It is never too late to see the true light and be redeemed.
Can it be coincidence that you wield the same dishonor over me as the demon who would tempt me from Gotrek's path? No. The Doomseeker has a destiny. I know it. Sigma knows. He knows it. Though he would deny it to its very face if he could. My destiny is to make his possible. That is why Sigma took me, a young warrior, untested in battle. I see that now. It was why he reforged me in such haste, ensuring I would remember what I did, and saw me placed with the Oathforged, where he knew my path, and the Doomseekers would cross again. You call him an infant in matters of fate, Star Seer. But perhaps he only sees what is necessary. Perhaps he only accepts what is right. This is his will for me. To see it in any other light than that would be to look on a mountain of coincidence and refuse to believe that anything but the power of the God King could make it stand alone.
Coincidence is a coin that the Changer freely spends. Worth less to him than the dirt mortals cast aside to find gold.
I have faith. Your power flows from the stars, Azir. But so too does mine. Sigma! Go, Gotrek! Find your destiny! I will hold them long enough for you to cross!
I'll send no one to a death I'd not gladly join!
Go!
I will, Stormcast, whatever that means to an immortal.
You still have me to overcome, Doomseeker, and I will not.
Die, you ugly lizard!
I'm coming, Mudling! What in Grumney's name? Enough of your mind trickery! Let me through! I have seen the world that was Gate already and know where it lies! Let me pass, for you shall have no entertainment from me!
Shout a bit louder, Gotrick lad. I don't think they quite heard you on the other side of the Stormrift Gate.
Witrom?
No, but in a sense, yes.
You were lost in the Silver Tower.
Really? Here I was thinking that you were.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sit down a moment. Share a puff with me, like we did back in Hammerhall.
Now?
Well, your loss. It's not as though pipe leaf grows on trees here in the realm of chaos. Or in your world, for that matter.
You're more convincing than most of the demons I've killed to get here.
I'm not a demon.
That's what all the demons say.
You're not out there anymore. You're in here.
Your chest.
Not mine, you big wazook.
I'm in the rune.
Aye. You're going deeper into the realm of chaos. My power is growing. Can you feel it? Our power.
Soon enough. I'll be back where I belong. And the thought of bandying words with a lump of gold will be naught but a memory.
What is it about your world that you would sacrifice this one to see restored? One true friend in a bugman's ale? What about all the years you spent searching for a foe to give you peace from your shame? The mortal realms are all a Doomseeker could ever want for, Gotrick. Its greatest battles lie ahead of it. And you could be a part of it. If you'd have them. You've a destiny.
The sound of these words grows old on this dwarf's ears. Destiny. It could just as easily have been Mackaysen, you know. He was there. It could have been him that went into the temple at Kazant Drengarze, faced Grimnir, and spent a few days shy of forever battling in the realms of chaos.
Could it, though? Would you have had it any other way? You always cared more for your fame than for your doom. Admit it. You didn't have to go north with Boruk Forkbeard either. But you did.
He was paying. And I had a little mouth to feed.
You didn't have to go into that cave or pick up that axe.
Not much of a choice now, is it? And the alternative is perishing alone on the chaos wastes.
You could have died 100 times since then, if you'd really wanted to.
Would have been dishonorable.
Nobody would have known.
I would have known.
Then what are you doing now?
What?
Going back to certain death. No glory, no remembrance. Your world is doomed and you can't save it. Even Grimnir knew that. He told you as much if you had only listened. That was why he came here, as you did.
I do not fear death.
But where is the honor?
The Manling
made his choice as you did. You didn't have to step through the gate Grimnir showed you. But deep down, you wanted it. You knew what it meant. For you, and for Felix.
I wanted to be remembered.
Then be remembered.
I have oaths left unkept.
And who's stopping you from fulfilling them? Me?
No. Fire Slayer!
I am Rotafire!
Fire Slayer? Your descendants are still here in the mortal realms, Gotrek. Go be remembered.
It was dark. The dark of the deep earth, of grief, of the lonely space inside the walls of Felix's mind. The portal was gone, buried under the same cave-in that had accounted for the demons and snuffed out the seething glowstones under a mountain of rock. With only Felix, it seemed, spared.
The world that was Gate. This is where it all began, when I took my first step in the mortal realms. It is not what it once was. Back then, demons came at me in droves across a plain without end. Now look at it. Naught but an island in a realm of ghosts. The last stepping to a world where even the demons no longer wish to go. In truth, I do not know what I am to do with it now that it is before me. Do I step through? Die alongside my rememberer with my own world, as I said I would, or...
Not so fast, quick, Orange Fair. The world at Wasgate is my mine.
Thankful! A frail thing you become, rat. Wrinkled and bald. You look every day at the thousands of years you've clung on past the end of the world. A life spent scheming and plotting will do that, hollows you out. I've seen dwarves so hungry for gold, they no longer see it shine. Don't sleep at night for fear of the goblin that will filch it from under his mattress as he dozes.
Your lackeys have abandoned you.
As have yours. Tired of your voice, did they?
I do not need one such lesser vermin.
And me, then. As it should be. Come on, then, you old rat! 10,000 years, and then some! You've had this coming! Grimnir's blood! Which one was right? There are oaths here to be tallied yet. For Felix! And for Gustav Jaeger, his father, dead by your hand!
If this journal is found, day is won, then remember this. Here, a slayer lies.
You think me weak? You think me frail, meat? But I am not. Shocking. Yes, yes. Without your god axe, you are nothing. Without its protection from my awesome sorcery, you would have been dead meat long ago. You and the man-thing who would cower in your shadow. Master Rune of Beerthing Blackhammer, I thought it lost in the chaos of action place.
You're not half as strong as you pretend to be.
I am 10 times as strong as I pretend to be.
This maze has treated you as badly as it has me.
Ridiculous. The realm of chaos only adds to my power.
Mine too, so I'm told.
You dare strike the power of the Grey Lord?
You should have kept that rat monster you were so fond of.
Bone Ripper. Killed, slain by the Emerald Wardens. after I cleverly crashed my airship into the forest to evade pursuit from Hammerhal Gyra. An escape I would not have been forced to engineer at all had you not thwarted my plans again. Oh, how many times, Orange Fur? How many? Which spiteful god set you upon this sphere to hound and torment me yet again? Was one lifetime of unmerited failure not enough?
I know not, nor I think do I care. God's fate. It is enough that it has brought you to me, Grey Lord, for we are Grudge Sworn. The thought of ending your accursed existence here in this non-place lends more strength to these old muscles than all the Urgold in the Realm of Fire, more than the hope of returning home ever did. Pick it up.
Huh? What trickery is this? Kill me as my head is turned.
I'll kill you when I'm good and satisfied. In the meantime, pick it up.
I need no sword metal to kill you. My magic
can't hurt me.
Oh, so Orange Fur stupid me thinks. Crack skull! This is Run, Scurry, Run, Scurry! Run from Grey Lord Thankwall! Let your rune metal save you from a fall into the bowels of infinity! Why are you not running away?
Sangron Fuzz is not too shoddy a replacement for Grimnir's axe, is she?
Skitterly! You will suffer, being thing, but only long enough to curse yourself, fool. Choosing to gnaw at the schemings of Grey Lord Thankwall when the gods gave you a second chance at life.
Then running away looks like hard work. I will wring your scrawny neck with your own tail!
My tail will always be too far from your grasp, beard thing. Oh, yes. Run at me again, come on. Tie your muscles where your foot paws to the bone. And drown beneath the vermin tide! How many of the horned rat's children can you crush kill? How many tiny bites can you suffer before even your strength gives in and fails you?
This dwarf does not give up!
Then I shall summon more! And more! If there is one creature that thrives in all eight mortal realms, and even here in the hell place beyond them, then it is the lesser harbingers of the great Skaven race! Die, stubborn beard thing, Colmeat. You will never beat me. Never. Not in this world. In this world, I always win.
Damage all the way to Gussel and through his bloody gates!
You know what this will cost you.
Aye, I do.
Offering your destiny to me.
Don't remind me. Just get on with it already while you still have a flesh and blood avatar to push around. You bloody coward! If I have to turn over every rock, in all 8 of the mortal realms and outlive them all, as I did with the old world, then I will!
You hear me, Rodent?
Gortrek! Gurnison will find you! On my oath!
The last volume of my travels with Gortrek Gurnison. It is done. My oath is kept. I just hope that somebody gets to read it. I wonder if the Altdorf University Press is still running. Oh. No. Altdorf was destroyed. Imagine forgetting a thing like that. I wish Gustav and Malachi could dig a little quicker. I'd always thought that suffocation would be a relatively pleasant way to go, but the more agreeable end of the scale anyway. Relaxing almost. Like drinking too much too quickly in a warm tavern and then falling asleep. Better than being burned by a dragon. Better than being torn apart by ghouls. Better than drowning in the sea of claws. A rather horrible thing to think about in hindsight. Hurry up, Malachi. I would still like to see Cat one last time. And to hold my daughter once.
Madling? No. I'm sorry, Madeline. Witchon was right. Damn his beard. I've lived that old life, and so have you. It brought us to where we are, and we both have great adventures ahead of us, I'd wager. As long as this portal exists here in Zincha's labyrinth, the mortal realms are endangered by it. It has to be destroyed. It has stood for centuries, uncountered. It has endured the wrath of chaos, the annihilation of a wound, the cold journey through empty stars, and the white heat of recreation. But now it meets the stubbornness of a dwarf.
Is that you?
Until I find you again, Manling.
You have been deathmarked, Gotrek, son of Gurney. I may not have been able to guide you to the world that was Gate as your dais could, but wherever you went, I could find my way there. And at your moment of greatest weakness, too. Ah, Slayer. I cannot say I've not enjoyed our time together, but every moment you lived was the executioner's drake falling that bit nearer to my neck. Finally, I can cut this rune from you and return it to the Order. Late I may be, but all will be forgiven when I tell them what I have seen of its power. Oh! Blood of Sigmar!
You are covered in blood, Elfling. Is it mine?
Not yet!
Then your butchery will have to wait another day. This Fire Slayer breathes yet.
Ugh. What happened to the Realm Gate?
I destroyed it. Yes. It's what I needed. That was what the Everqueen promised to me back in the Nevergreens. What I needed, if not what I thought I wanted. And she was right, too. I did what I've been needing to do.
So, We are stuck with each other for a while longer, then.
Oh, don't sound so pleased.
So where do you intend to drag me now?
Now, Elfling, we live! And then... then... we teach the mortal realms my name!
Son of Gurney was well worth keeping an eye on after all. Aye, grandfather. Maybe I will at that. Somehow, I don't think you or I have heard the last of Gotrek Gurnison.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.